This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the morning shift. You've got Mike here, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan. And we've got the NFL top 10 list to dive back into. But did you guys see the All-Star Game concessions that will be available at Truist starting today?
Googling now.
No, but this is my favorite thing, just so you know, at the beginning of each MLB year. I love doing this in life. I loved going over the food because it's so much fun to talk about the combinations they put together.
And yeah.
And then the fact that they normally charge, we'll charge like $60 for one of these entrees. That's also, they're like, but you can eat it with like 9 people. And it's like,
I know.
I don't go to baseball games with 9 people.
Right. And I don't want other people touching my food while we're at a baseball game and I've been touching escalators. I don't want other people touching my food. So they're offering a birria hot dog. Another sandwich called, don't call it Hotlanta sandwich. They've got fried green tomato sliders, peach cobbler nachos, which actually sound delicious, and I would not share.
No. No. That sounds awful.
But they've also got this. The one notable thing to me was they have this all-star sipper. So it's a star glass or plastic glass where they put this red drink in it, probably alcoholic. But it's basically, you know, the long drinks they normally have at Truist that people are walking around with, like with neon green drinks in them.
Yeah, like hurricane-looking things.
Like, it's a very tall, yes. Tall beverage.
Yeah.
I have a theory. If you drink one of those, you're probably going to get in an argument.
Well, that's how it works in Bourbon Street.
That's so good. I thought you were going to say you're probably going to be hungover. And I was like, yeah. But then an argument, that sounds even better. You're probably spot on, though.
I mean, I swear.
I think aren't they a baseball bat?
I think they are, like,
okay, yeah,
a baseball bat.
I was going to say, I've only been to one game this year, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a baseball bat.
So they've taken those, they've turned that into the star shape, if you want to try one of those. You also probably will get a hangover.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Unless you're young.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Dylan probably doesn't get hangovers yet.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
So?
He's past 25.
I absolutely do.
Okay. Yeah.
And absolutely have had one before.
All right.
Just one?
He's not one.
I've had some ones where I'm like, I feel a little bit groggy, but like I was fine. But I've probably like really bad hangovers. I probably only had like one or two.
The worst is when you got to drive with one.
Yeah.
It's the worst because like, You just feel out of sorts.
Oh, God.
And you got, there's like a, like I remember I had one so bad one time. I went and played golf, couldn't find my wallet. And then we had to move furniture for someone and we had to drive to Atlanta. Like I was already living in Woodstock.
Yeah.
And literally right there on Northside, like this bad wreck happens like right as we're going through an intersection. And I was just like, I like tensed up and Amy was like, you're all right. I'm like, I just need to be anywhere but this truck right now.
Dylan's not at the point, though, where you really got to think out, okay, if I have a drink today, what am I doing for the next 2 days? You know, he doesn't have to plan that out quite yet.
Nah, yeah. I'm not at that point.
The parenting life on the end of that is just awful. Like, if I, you know, like, I just can't fathom it.
I think I found one that I like.
Okay.
The Southern Nachos.
Okay.
Pork rinds topped with pulled pork, baked beans, cheddar cheese sauce, and Alabama white sauce.
Oh, my God.
That actually sounds, and then the, The Don't Call It Hotlanta chicken sandwich
I actually just love the name of that. Don't call it Hotlanta.
Seriously.
Do y'all ever see, and I don't know, I hope they're not one of our sponsors. They probably are. The billboard on the way in from the North End, that's called, it says something like Yollywood. It's referring to Atlanta as Yollywood.
I like it.
You like Yollywood?
I'm hearing it for the first time. It's kind of cute.
Well, and it's on like a billboard. Like everybody's supposed to know what Yollywood is. I'm like, nobody literally calls it Yollywood.
Ooh,
well,
this Cuban pork sounds good too.
We've been called the Hollywood of the South, so I could see where they go with Yollywood.
I remember watching, I was watching a Discovery series or something about like, you know, true crime or something. And it was like, Atlanta, the city in the forest. And I was like, the city in the forest, is it called that? And sure enough, I Google it. I'm like, wow, I've lived here like 15 years and I've never heard that.
Well, I've lived here 42. I've never heard that.
Yeah, the city in the forest.
I have not heard that either.
It makes sense when you think about it. Like from, you know, compared to other metropolitan cities, like there's definitely more trees in Atlanta, but I don't know.
True.
Never heard of it before.
I hate Hotlanta. I hate that term. Nobody that lives here calls it Hotlanta. I mean, I don't even really think many people here call it ATL. I mean, we're Atlanta. I mean, most people that live here just call it Atlanta.
Well, ATL, I think, is a lot more digestible than Hotlanta. I just can't. And it's when artists come in and they're putting on a concert or something. They're like, what's up, Hotlanta?
No, I'm like, no, man.
Boo.
That's a great name for a chicken sandwich. I don't know how they arrived at that, but yeah, that's awesome.
So if you head over to the All-Star events this weekend, which one are you going with? The sandwich?
No, I actually might do the Cuban pork. I'm a big Cuban fan, and it's got a slow-roasted pork, ham, Swiss cheese. That Dijon aioli, on pressed Cuban bread. Like that's also the steak dipper sandwich sounds really good, too. They because they got that with some au jus. There's some... all these foods sound really good, honestly, except for the peach cobbler nachos. I don't need that in my life.
No.
Cinnamon sugar tortilla chips with peach cobbler filling and whipped cream.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yum.
I can.
I'll show myself.
I'm not a big tomato guy either. So I'll pass. I mean, even though fried green tomatoes, if I'm going to eat a tomato, is how I would eat it. No, I'm good. And I can't eat crab, so I'm off the down the bay burger as well.
Not your jam.
I shellfish, yeah. So. They need some calamari on here though. Nothing says like, you know, good eating, like going to a baseball park and eating calamari.
Oh my gosh. On a hot day with a beer. I don't know about that.
You don't feel awkward eating calamari at all, Squid?
Nah, man. I don't give a damn, dude.
I was just wondering.
I mean, hey, ain't not one bit,
man. Well,
not one bit, not one regret.
If you are heading out to any All-Star events this weekend, please enjoy the new concessions they have. They are limited, so get that star drink while you can and get in a fight that night. Getting back into the NFL's top 10 safeties, according to NFL execs, coaches, and scouts, Jesse Bates landed at number 4. You two have issue with how high he is ranked. Where should he be, in your opinion?
I think when I look at it, I think he's top two. I like Xavier McKinney. He's been a couple of different places. Obviously, he's a Bama guy. I've followed kind of his deal, as is Brian Branch, now that I think about it. So two of those top three, I've followed their careers since college. I just, you know, Brian Branch is one of those guys that you can look just past Jesse Bates at number 5 is Kirby Joseph, who is Brian Branch's teammate. And you start pairing those two together, and you're like, dude, that's kind of – it's kind of intense when you think about two of the top 5 safeties coming from one team. I would like to see Jesse Bates at 2. I think, and honestly, I don't know that I look at Kyle Hamilton as number 1. It just, I don't know. It you're never going to be happy with where Falcons are ranked, because that's what we talk about when we talk about national media, that all of our players are always seemingly slept on for any given situation.
I think that's kind of my issue is Brian Branch. I think Brian Branch is better. I don't want to. People are going to get irritated with this comment. I'm not saying that Brian Branch is better than Kyle Hamilton, but I think he's asked to do extensively more than Kyle Hamilton in different roles on the field. And based on what I saw last year, because of the injuries, he played better with less in front of him. Kyle Hamilton plays behind one of the best front sevens in football. I mean, I disagree that how good the Ravens are up front.
Yeah.
And so I think it's easy to say, well, you know, here's one of the things that an AFC exec said about Hamilton. Great player, scheme specific. In his role, he's very good. He can't man cover and does not have elite range. That's why teams with quicker receivers have success against him. Now, we've talked about this. You don't really want your safeties that cover receivers one-on-one anyways, but that's your top safety. That's what you put in an article about, hey, he's the best safety as a vote, but here is something that basically says he can't play. I think the best safety is a guy that could play anywhere in the league in any scheme. I think Bates fits that more. Branch fits that more than Kyle Hamilton.
Well, and
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We just talked about kind of the value of Jesse Bates and what he brings to this team. And I think that Kyle Hamilton's the exact same way. Let me read this passage from this article. In 2023, he was the only safety with at least 10 tackles for loss and 10 pass deflections. He added 3 sacks and 4 interceptions, yet finished second behind Antoine Winfield Jr. in the top 10 ranking. This year, he was down significantly in each of those categories, yet received more than 60% of the first place votes. The reason is simple. His value transcends numbers. I think that's the argument we're making as well about Jesse Bates being part of this conversation, and that just adds to the frustration.
Yeah, but Jesse's numbers didn't dip that much. I think Jesse's interceptions went down, but he still created 8 turnovers with the way he was able to knock the ball. I don't know. It just feels like Kyle Hamilton got this because people felt like he should have been voted this last year, and now he got it this year. There's no good – nothing in this article says why he's the clear front runner for one. In fact, one of the things said about Brian Branch was he's been asked to do a lot in his first 2 years, and he's handled it all well. Yet some people think he's not even shouldn't even be on the list, according to that fact that some people had him off of their top 10. I don't know who – I'd love to see the name of the 70 people, and you'll never see it because some of these are clearly executives.
Yeah, and look, just, you know
– and the scouts. Kind of
push back on the feeling that I'm being just the ultimate homer. Antoine Winfield, who was number one on this list last year, has slid all the way down to 7.
And he didn't play. I think he was out. He missed some time.
He did, and he had a lot of injuries last year. And I think that when you look at that, you know, it says at the bottom, voters are largely willing to give Antoine Winfield a pass for last year. You know, he's still in his prime. Then what are we doing with the Kyle Hamilton thing being at one? Like, why is it, you know what I mean? And that just speaks to my, and I think Tampa deals with a lot of the same things that Atlanta does in terms of the national outlook. Why is it that you're going to look past a dip in production from Kyle Hamilton and rank him at number one, and Antoine Winfield, who had the injuries and dealing with everything he did last year, has slid all the way down to 7? And there is somebody on here, just like Jesse Bates, that had him unranked in their list.
Yeah, that's, you know, they had Winfield unranked. Guys had Brian Branch unranked. So did Kirby Joseph came on here. He people had him unranked. But, like, Derwin James was lowest ranking, was 9th.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it just – like, Buda Baker at 8, I'm just not a huge Buda Baker guy. Maybe I'm a little unrealistic. Maybe I'm just a Cardinal hater. I don't know.
Might be. And, look, we'll get to see Jesse Bates live and in person coming up pretty soon because Falcons training camp is coming from July 24th through August 13th. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game brings you exclusive on-site coverage of Falcons training camp with the morning shift, the steakhouse, and Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. And when practice wraps up, join Dukes and Bell at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. Coverage is brought to you by your North Georgia Honda dealers and by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Live coverage of Falcons training camp starts July 24th on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I personally cannot wait That. Going to be my first training camp. Coming up next, the NFL Players Association and the NFL collusion situation we were talking about yesterday. Got some more tentacles to talk about. That'll be in the front page. And we've got my Allie Mack drop. Fresh new rookie report for the morning shift. Somebody forgot we were on the radio this week. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app. I'm on the radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.